As Catholics, we know that the Mass is one of the best and most powerful ways to help the souls in purgatory, but it's incredibly rare to read about or find visions where a purgatory mystic sees the way in which the Mass is actually helping the souls in purgatory. The following purgatory mystic, Blessed Elizabeth Canori Mora, from the collection from St. Carlo Acutis, has such a vision that is profoundly beautiful, something that you should meditate on because it will help you see the different parts of the Mass and how the souls in purgatory are being impacted at that very moment. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. The Blessed Elizabeth Canori Mora was born in Rome in 1774 to a wealthy family. In January of 1796, she married Cristoforo Mora, who was thriving in his career as a lawyer. Unfortunately, the marriage would be a source of suffering for Elizabeth because her husband would betray her and increasingly neglect the family, reducing them to destitution. The birth of the daughters Mariana in 1799 and Maria Lucina in 1801 did not improve the situation. She was forced to sustain all the burden of the family, from work to education of the children, to care for the house. She also devoted much time to prayer to help the poor and to assist the sick. She supported many families in difficulty, and her home became a point of reference for many people who turned to her for material and spiritual needs. She became a tertiary of the Order of the Most Holy Trinity. Elizabeth died on February 5, 1825. From her diary, we cite a text related to the liberation of a soul of purgatory. On the day of November 14th, after Holy Communion, hearing the death knell of the bells at the Church of the Trinitarian Fathers of San Carlo in Quattro Fontane, where I was staying, not knowing what was the reason for this mournful sound, my spirit then entered into profound meditation, when it was revealed to me that they were ringing those bells to pray for the souls of the Trinitarian Fathers who were in purgatory. It was revealed to me that during the celebration of the sung Mass, the mentioned fathers would be liberated from purgatory. This news consoled my spirit very much when, by an invisible hand, I was transported to a certain place that I am unable to explain, where I had the good opportunity to see these fortunate souls who are very anxiously awaited the blissful moment of being able to unite themselves to that immense good whom they fervently longed to possess. The mentioned fathers were about 3 or 5 in number. I could not see well how many there were, because the multitude of other souls belonging to the sacred Trinitarian order, who humbly begged to leave soon from those pains. Their concerns stirred in me a great desire to free them from those pains. I begged the Lord warmly, in order that he would be willing to console all the mentioned souls. The Lord graciously accepted to grant my poor prayers and made me understand that if I participated in the Mass for their supplication, these souls that belong to the mentioned order would also be liberated along with the Trinitarian Fathers. At the Introit, all these souls changed their appearance from pale and colorless, from distressed and sorrowful. At once they became healthy and lively, all absorbed in God. They were anxiously awaiting the blissful moment of being able to possess him. At the singing of the Dies Ila, they all placed themselves in order. At the Oremus, a certain disposition was given them, and they became clear as amber. They were purified through the merits of Jesus Christ. At the Sanctus, a bright light appeared that made them ever more beautiful. At the Elevation, they were led to heaven by the hands of the angels. In the recitation of the Benedictus qui venit, they were received by the eternal God and numbered among the blessed saints of heaven. So we see from her vision that each individual part of the Mass has its own specific purifying role for the souls in purgatory. Therefore, we should cherish the whole Mass and its individual parts, praying with the priest, praying that part in our hearts, imagining the scene as they are being affected at that very moment. We all may have our favorite parts of the Mass. Know that each of them profoundly impact the souls in purgatory in different ways. At every single Mass that you attend, bring with you in your heart all the souls in purgatory that you want to be praying for, and especially at the elevation, and the blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, rejoice that they are being accepted into heaven. My friends, if this video has helped you in any way, please subscribe and like and support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.